sorry seems to be the hardest word, or so goes the Elton John song, unless, of course, you're the Earthquake Commission. Its boss, Sid Miller, is again apologising today, just a week and a half after saying sorry to 8,000 customers for accidentally leaking their personal details to a lawyer and their client. Today's apology for taking 2 weeks to finally write to the people affected to tell them it was their details that had been leaked. And as Conan Young reports, customers say that's not good enough, and Mr. Miller should resign.
It was Tuesday last week when Sid Miller put out a press release expressing embarrassment and frustration after a staff member failed to follow several key security steps and accidentally emailed a customer and their lawyer the files of 8,000 customers. Details included names, addresses, and the amount of money paid out to them by EQC. At the time, Mr. Miller said he was contacting affected customers and apologising for the mistake, promising his organisation would do better in future. Today, Mr. Miller is again apologising, this time for taking until yesterday, 2 weeks after the breach was first discovered, to finally getting around to emailing those affected.
Look, I apologise to anybody who feels, you know, is frustrated in terms of what's happened here. Absolutely. You know, and we... You know, I'm deeply frustrated and deeply, you know, upset about what's happened. We've been working hard as an organisation to make improvements over the last few years. And something like this just undermines the progress. It undermines the trust that you have with your customers. So we are absolutely apologetic about this.
Sid Miller says since yesterday, over 200 customers have got in touch with EQC about the delay. He admits it was unacceptable to keep people hanging for such a long time to find out if their information was amongst the leaked documents.
So we've had to send a range of emails and actually letters to people. And so we had to work through all of that and make sure that we were, you know, linking the people and the addresses. So there is quite a bit of work to do underneath that. But look, I accept, you know, your point around... You know, has this taken longer than we had anticipated or that it should have done? You know, yes, I accept that it should have, that we could have done things quicker.
One of those affected, Rosemary Spikerman, says customers should have been communicated with first instead of having to find out about the breach through the media. She says an apology is not enough and she'd now like to see some financial compensation.
An apology is an apology, and anyone can write an apology, and there will be some sincerity behind it, but it doesn't make them financially accountable for these breaches, because as soon as it becomes financially accountable, they will strengthen their security.
Sid Miller says while the lawyer has deleted the files, they've still not been able to confirm if the customer who has sent them has done the same. Rosemary Spikerman says that's a real concern.
What guarantee that the lawyer and whoever it was that it was meant to go to has not circulated that information further forward than that, because the last major breach, multiple thousands of people, and I think that was where there was about 80,000 or something, got caught up. Multiple thousands of people had copies of that Excel spreadsheet.
Another whose file was leaked, Dee Chisholm, says a key finding of the Dame Sylvia Cartwright inquiry into EQC was its failure to put customers first.
I would have thought that historically EQC would have learned from their numerous, repeated, consistent, embedded mistakes. And I would have thought they could have applied that learning into their practice in this example.
Jackie Tyther says Sid Miller now needs to stand down.
How can EQC continue to behave like this with no repercussions? So we've had many breaches. Mr. Miller still has his job. Despite the public inquiry being most uncomplimentary, EQC continues, you know, on its merry way.
Jackie Tyther wants to know if the leak represents a breach of the non-disclosure agreement she signed with EQC, which stops either party from disclosing information about her claim. She's now taking legal advice and has taken the first steps in laying a complaint with the Privacy Commissioner. Kei ōtotahi aho, mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi, ko Conan Young tēnei.